movies, music, television, and more. This is
Entertainment.
Rebooted.
Only on WZIP.
What is good, y'all? It is a great day to have a great day. To all of our loyal listeners, I am the one and only Jason Penn, and you are locked in with the infamous Entertainment Rebooted. What I have on the agenda today should be good. Should All American and Grown-ish have been over a couple of seasons ago? These two well-renowned shows have carried our generation on television, outside of sports, and anything else that we may have grew up with on Disney, Nickelodeon, or anything else since 2018. Kobe was still here, LeBron was in Cleveland, and COVID had not been a thing in the world. They were both really good shows for a stretch of time, and we for sure all had those moments when we were all disappointed when they left us on those skippable cliffhangers at the end of all the beginning seasons, especially when whatever issue had arisen, it really could have been solved in that same episode that they had cut us off on to do their six-month hiatus. So let's get to it. Grown-ish All-American, do they need to end? Starting with Grown-ish, it was released back in January of 2018. It is a spinoff of the show Black-ish. Grown-ish started with Zoe Johnson, who was portrayed by the beautiful and talented Yara Shahidi, finally moving and going away to college where she was pursuing the world. She instantly got caught up in a love triangle by the end of season one, and the domino effect ran over to season two. By the end of season four and five, she was in and out of a relationship with Aaron, who was played by Disney's Let It Shine and Bernie Sands co-star Trevor Jackson. Even now, with the main character role being shifted to her little brother, Andre Johnson, the themes of the blind love triangle and dysfunctional friend group who hate and love each other carries on. So producers, when are we going to get something new in the script? It seems that Grown-ish ran out of ideas and announced earlier this year that this would be the finale of the show. They had a good run while it lasted. May y'all do good in all your future endeavors. Transitioning to All-American, we were all geeked to see a show about a star athlete growing up in a struggle, making it out of the hood, and successfully chasing his dreams to the NFL. But no, not even the main character can stick to the script. If you're not familiar with the plot, that was a simple rundown. Spencer made it out of Crenshaw, and he himself was in a love triangle outside of football for most of the season. His teammates and friends would fully support him in anything football-related, anything school-related, or anything relationship-related. And the next minute, he is turning down all the support of those around him. It could have been so simple for you, Spencer. Fast forward to the current season. He is finally eligible for an NFL draft, but he is mad about the attention he is getting and media coverage he is bringing to the team and still can't share the spotlight with his teammate. Even his brother, Jordan Baker, who is the son of the late Billy Baker. They are both up for the Heisman this season. Their father, Billy Baker, passed away last season, and it only caused another angry cloud among the characters in the show. Layla and Olivia, the beautiful and talented co-main characters of the show, have also got caught up in a web of lies, plot, and dream chasing. I am just wondering when will they give us a new drama in the show or a new plot in the show that is not recycled. Hopefully we can find out soon. I'm not saying that these shows need to be erased. I just feel that myself and the other people who tune into these shows are trying to see something new go on with them. What is wrong with the happy ending?